Good afternoon, Susan.
Good afternoon, Dano.
And thank you for coming to WCRS, your low-power FM station. Susan is the executive director for the Columbus International Film and Video Group. Is that correct?
Festival.
The festival, that's right. And when is that going on?
Well, we have a trio of early election-themed films. The first one starts Friday, the 26th, and then we have another one Thursday, October 2nd, and then all the way at the end of October on the 28th. And then we have an entire week of films starting November 9th through the 16th.
Excellent. And these are all independent films?
They're all independent films.
And these are all independent film directors from Columbus or all over the world?
From all over the world.
Ah,
we're
okay.
An international festival. We have a call for submissions that goes out in the spring. And we accept entries for a couple of months, and then we sort through them all and bring the very best to you.
Oh, so you're part of that jury?
I am not, actually.
Oh, okay.
I sit on the Best of Festival jury, but that's it. And that's when all the different divisions, and the festival is broken up into subject matter divisions, they all submit the very best from their groups of films, and then a very small group of us look at 12, 13 films and pick the best of that.
Oh, okay.
But that's the only jurying I do.
So, however, we were talking off air that this has been going on for how long?
56 years. This is our 56th year. We're the oldest film festival in North America. Started in 1952.
So how does this compare to like Sundance or all the rest of those? I mean, how
we're a lot smaller.
Oh, okay.
But essentially the same. We're organized in more or less the same way, and we do more or less the same thing, although we don't have big movie stars.
You don't have the big budget films. You'd have the little budget films, sort of like Blair Witch Project.
Yes, but we haven't had that particular film. We're mostly documentary-based.
Okay.
However, we have branched out recently. This year we're showing a really beautiful feature film from Ireland that actually has some big names in it. It's called Strength and Honor, and it stars Michael Madsen and Richard Chamberlain. And we also have animation now, which is really wonderful, and that's mostly due to our partnership with CCAD, which is where we do the bulk of our screenings in November.
Okay. Neat. So there's no other independent film festival that takes place anywhere else in the world? I mean, does it move around? I mean, like, Cannes has their film festival, and it's always going to be there. Is this one always going to be here?
Well, we hope it's always in Columbus.
Okay.
We hope we are always here. But we move around in venue. In other words, we're at CCAD for most of November, but Friday we're at the Center for Workforce Development Conference Center on the campus of the Columbus State Community College. And then in October, which is Thursday, which is actually next Thursday, we're at Studio 35.
Oh, okay.
So we have what we call satellite screenings or satellite venues.
Mm-hmm.
So we sort of move all over town that way, which is fun.
Okay, and so for 56 years, this has been going on.
Yes.
And I feel like I've been kind of broadsided because I've never heard about it. So What all of a sudden made it that much more popular or that much more open comparative to years ago?
Well, it's an interesting thing. The history of the organization was it was started by progressive educators in the 50s to screen films and to promote films and filmmaking and independent filmmaking for the most part. And then it became a really, really big festival, and it wound up being all about the industry, all about the people that produce and create films and giving them awards, which is wonderful, but it became sort of more of a private event and more, very much more Hollywood. And that started to shift in the end of the 90s, and the festival is now really making a push, especially this year, to become more community-based and to really be about bringing these films to the community, because these films are so great, we just have to show them to people.
Right. And it's interesting that you're sticking around CCAD, Studio 35, and the Lincoln Theater over on Mount Vernon. Once that's refinished, do you think you'll have showings there?
We would love to. The deal is for us is we show where it's free to show.
Right.
So Studio 35 has very generously donated the screen time, as well as CCAD donates an entire week of screen time. So it's wherever we can find a home, we'll go.
Oh,
And this year, we've paired up with the Free Press for the three election-themed screenings, and they provided two of the venues for us.
Excellent. So I guess as time goes on, where your outreach, eventually the King Arts Complex or the Lincoln Theater will be part of your venue.
We would love that.
I'm sure they'd do it. Yeah.
Well, we can hope.
If you need help, just let me know.
Okay.
So even still, the screenings that are going, let's talk about the one at Studio 35.
Oh,
because,
sure.
Because a lot of our listeners live in the area near Studio 35, and most of us find that theater very dear to our souls.
It's a wonderful place.
It's the only single screen theater left, so it's
just great. Well, that's on Thursday, October 2nd, and it's called How Ohio Pulled It Off, and it's a film about the U.S. presidential election in Ohio in 2004, and then the statewide elections in Ohio in 2006. And that's going to start at 7 p.m. next Thursday. And immediately following the film, the vice presidential debates will be screened on the big screen.
Live.
So you can watch this film about the possibility of election fraud in Ohio. And then you get to watch the Biden-Palin debates. And I'm not sure, I don't know how I feel about staying through that, but...
I don't...
It should be an interesting... An interesting time.
There are those that will probably stay for it. However, that wouldn't be my cup of tea. Who knows? Maybe.
Well, the good thing is there's beer there.
But still does make the debate that much easier to take.
It can help. It can only help.
It can take the edge off. So, Susan, how long have you been involved?
I have had this job since 2003. So this is my sixth festival. I guess I'm just a glutton for punishment.
A glutton for punishment. No, it's all a matter of... You really enjoy this, because the one thing that our listeners can't see is you cheesing. They can't see you smiling while you talk about this. And see, and that's the one thing about radio.
I love the movies. I love the movies that we show. They're all truly great films.
Well, and you talk about mostly documentaries.
Yes.
There's always the opportunity that Michael Moore might show up.
Oh, well, I think not.
Well, and there's always Al Gore, you know, because he did invent the internet. So
I mean, of course,
there's always that opportunity that some
now. Okay, here's a little sneak preview. It's not confirmed, but Dan Stewart might be at the Studio 35 screening.
What do I know, Dan Stewart?
He is a state rep.
Oh, okay.
So at Rock the Vote, will be there, and they'll be registering people to vote.
Oh, excellent! And we were talking about that earlier. You know, that's the amazing thing. If you haven't. Register to vote. Please do so. And make sure you vote come November 4th. Or is it November 6th? November 4th.
November 4th.
November 4th.
Absolutely.
And trust me, your vote does count, regardless. So don't listen to the polls. Just go there, do your thing, and be happy. But nonetheless, please, Susan. But again, if Dan Stewart's going to be here, obviously it's unconfirmed, but how did you find out?
Someone from the Free Press knows him called him and asked him to come to the event. Mm-hmm. Now, he has another event going on up until the time of our event, so there's no confirmation.
Right.
Well, but he is running for office, and when politicians run for office, they tend to do a lot of public appearances.
Yes, they do. And is our own Mayor Michael Coleman going to be there?
I don't think so.
Oh, can't imagine why not. I'm not even going to go there. But nonetheless, what about the governor?
I doubt it.
Wait a minute. Here we have Independent Film and Video Festival being held in Ohio. You have this thing called the Chris Award, and that looks like what?
Christopher Columbus.
Yeah. So here's the representative of a city, the representative of a state that aren't going to be at this festival. That doesn't bode well.
We always invite them.
Okay. As long as they have an invitation, you know.
That's, oh, yeah. Okay. They're always invited.
Yeah. It's just a matter of who shows up. I mean, at least send a representative just to say, hey, you know, I'm here, I'm looking, you know.
They're always invited.
Okay. What about the city council?
Again, also invited.
Have any of them responded, you know, RSVP or anything like that?
No. Oh, no. No, no, no. That's okay.
I love my city. I'm not originally from here, but I enjoy my city. It has a lot to offer for everyone.
Our films aren't about politicians.
Right.
It's really not that it's not really a campaign event.
Of course not. However, it's a matter of supporting the local film actually, it's supporting the local festivals. So even though yours is film and video, and a few that I've done that just so happen to be community-oriented, it's always good to see your city leaders at the event.
Well, maybe they'll come to our big night, which is Saturday, November 15th.
And what's happening then?
We usually show one of the top winners. Usually it's Best of Festival, but it depends on the runtime of the work. And we have an awards ceremony, so the filmmakers that have traveled from around the world to our festival receive their statuettes.
Oh.
And we have a party.
So this is like that, like the Oscar and, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
People dress up, and there's food, there's music, it's fun.
Red carpet?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. You know, that's probably the best part, you know, just hanging out to watch everyone walk in and...
Sure.
Is there going to be a list of the contenders as far as, you know, who's in the running for number one, you know, best picture, all that kind of stuff?
Actually, we don't publicize a list, but we do show clips of all the winning pieces during that award ceremony, just like they would in the Oscars. And we will have our full calendar of films that we're screening out fairly soon on our website.
And that website would be?
ChrisAwards.org. That's we're laughing because we were talking about this earlier. That address is ChrisAwards.org. That's ChrisAwards.org.
Yeah, I like the dot org or the dot org. You know, it's everyone has their own way of doing things, especially with the internet. There are those that like to say triple dub.
I've been told that you no longer have to include the www.
Exactly. You know, I think that's a given at this point. You know, it's been around long enough. So it's just like us here at WCRS, fm.org or .org. So it's a lot of fun, you know. So, and that's another thing, too. Anyone who's listening and really like to, say something, hey, look us up on the web at WCRSFM.org, drop us a line, or be our friend on myspace.com and facebook.com today. So you're listening to Dano Talk of the Town on WCRS LPFM 102.1 98.3. My guest today, Susan Halpern, and we're talking about the Columbus International Film and Video Festival that's coming up. And Susan, is there anything else? How else can we find out more from the festival? Where else can we go? Just that website?
We have a MySpace page.
Okay.
Which is MySpace Chris Awards. Again, Chris Awards. And we also are on Facebook. And we are on Facebook as Chris F, as in film, Awards.
So do you recruit volunteers or seek volunteers or anything like that?
Absolutely. We love volunteers.
So if anyone want to volunteer for any of the festival activities or even with the organization, who would they get in touch with?
Well, they would get in touch with me, and they can email me at info@chrisawards.org, or they can call me, area code 614-444-7460.
Oh, sweet. So now everybody has your number, and they have your website and your email address.
They can contact me. We love volunteers.
And so imagine the flood of email you may get after today.
That'll be great. We always need people to help us with posters, with flyers, with email, to meet filmmakers, to sort of show them around. Absolutely.
And see, you were asking what was the size of our listenership. Now here's something for you. You can now tell me how many emails you get from people that have been listening to WCRS.
Right, but that would be not only the size of your listenership, but also the people that might be interested, so it'll be a smaller subset.
Well, it's once you find out where they heard this from, then you can go from there, because somebody probably knows somebody, and they'll say, oh, I heard it on CRS, you know, you got to do this. So, because I found that there are a lot of people in Columbus that do like to volunteer, and it's just a matter of finding their niche as to what they want to do. And, you know, so whether it's... like community festival or your festival, obviously, you know, there's something for everyone.
Absolutely. And speaking about, here's a segue, what I want to do is talk about our film on Friday night.
Oh, please do.
On Friday night at the Center for Workforce Development Conference Center. Boy, that's a mouthful. They should rename that. On the Columbus State campus, that's 315 Cleveland Avenue, we're showing a film called Free for All by John Ennis. And the filmmaker will be there. And this show is free.
Oh, that's always better.
And it will end in time for those of you who want to watch the presidential debates. Again, I know that you may not be very excited about that, Dano, but some people do want to watch. And in fact, a bunch of us are going to go from the film over to East Village, which is a bar in the Short North. And they are going to have some kind of an election event and show the debate.
I guess for me, the whole element of debate, it's just that for both candidates, both of them have already talked about Afghanistan. Well, I was in Vietnam. I was in the Gulf War, and I flew missions into Bosnia-Herzegovina. I really don't believe in war. I mean, a friend of mine called me a walking dichotomy. He said, you know, for so many years, you're dropping bombs on people. He says, now you're helping people. I said, well, yeah, that's the best thing. And every time I hear them mention anything about going into a different country, doing a different thing, I'm only looking at the lives that are going to be lost and what is it doing for us as a nation. Not a thing. But that's my rant, and I'll save that for another day.
Okay.
Anyhow, so that's where I'm just a little... just really not into it right now, you know. Just sure. Tell me what you're going to really do, and stop lying to me because I've had enough. But nonetheless, let's get back to film.
Well, I'll back to John's film.
Yes,
John is a really interesting character. The film is basically, he calls it One Dude's Quest for Democracy, and it's a kind of Morgan Spurlock-ish sort of film where he runs around Ohio. During the election, during the 2004 and 2006 elections, and interviews people and sort of, from an outside point of view, watched the election process here in Ohio. So it's a really great film, and I really think everyone should come out and see it, because it happened right here. We're ground zero.
Right. Absolutely.
And from his experience creating this film, he got involved in election protection and Video the Vote, which are organizations that document the voting process in America and try and make the election process as fair and as accessible as it can possibly be.
Right. And I do believe that someone is supposed to be doing that this November.
Absolutely. In fact, this film is actually part of a conference that is organized around having that happen. Mm-hmm. However, the film is open to the public, and you can come and just watch the film and listen to John if you want to, and then take off and go to the bar with us to watch the movie. Well, not movie, to watch the... Well, watch, it is a movie, isn't it? To watch the debate.
The debate, yeah. I wonder if McCain's going to make it through it.
Oh, well, of course. They'll prop him up and wind him up. Oops, I really can't be talking about this because I'm representing a nonprofit, and
exactly.
I'm not allowed to have a political opinion.
We both are, but nonetheless. And this movie runs for how long?
This movie is 104 minutes.
Okay.
And it starts at 7, so it'll be done way in time for you to run home or run to the bar and watch the debate.
Have a cocktail and watch the debate.
Exactly.
Yeah, and give the talking heads something else to talk about on the national news and stuff, because you know what's going to happen. After they get through, they're going to tell us what they said.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, American politics are interesting. This film features interviews with Greg Palast, Jerry Springer, and Mark Crispin Miller, and of course our own Bob Fratrakis.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, he has a show back on the air.
I know.
Yeah.
I know he's going to talk about our films for us.
Really? Today?
I don't know when.
Okay.
He's actually getting this film Free for All reviewed, somehow connected to his show. I don't know the details. I'm a little fuzzy on that.
Okay, because you know he's on it.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, so are we going to overlap?
No, not at all. I'm saying this is funny because he was supposed to be one of my guests, so now it's kind of like, well, he can't be in two places at once. So
I don't think he's going to be one of your guests.
We'll see what happens.
Bob loves to talk.
Oh, by far. And a friend of his, they used to have a program with him, Tom Ernie, and they used to be on a radio program out in Johnstown. And as... I chatted with Tom Ernie last night, and apparently he's been, let's just say he was asked, don't get behind the microphone.
Oops.
Yeah. So.
Well, they may do that to me one day. Who knows?
I don't think so.
Anyway, let me talk about the third film in our series, because I haven't talked about that one yet, which is Murder, Spies, and Voting Lies, the Clint Curtis story. And that's also sponsored by the Free Press, speaking of Bob. And that's on Tuesday, October 28th at the Drexel. And that's a really interesting and frightening film. It's the story of this computer programmer who claims Congressman Tom Feeney of Florida asked him to create voter rigging software for the Diebold machines back in 2000.
Right.
And he claims that he did it.
Exactly.
And if you believe all of this, it'll scare the bejeebers out of you.
Well, and that was one of the issues with the Diebold machine, was that it could be hacked or reprogrammed so that if you thought you were voting for one way, it automatically...
Oh, he demonstrates in the film. It's really quite amazing. And this film has cameos from Bob Fratrakis, of course, Gore Vidal, Cynthia McKinney, and Diebold hacker Harry Hursty. So that should be a very interesting film for folks.
Is this Cynthia McKinney before or after the arrest?
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
But that film is also free.
But wasn't she supposed to be on the ticket for the Libertarian Party?
I believe so.
Interesting.
But so that's going to be a really great film. So we have these three films, again, September 28th at Columbus State, October 2nd at Studio 35, and October 28th at the Drexel. And they all revolve around issues about voting and the fairness of voting, or the lack of fairness, depending on your point of view, and people's experience with that. And all three of them, portions of them have been shot in Ohio, and two of them, they are mainly shot in Ohio and mainly shot in Columbus.
So, like with any other film, is there a possibility that this is going to come out in a DVD format for those that may not be available?
Absolutely. I know for a fact that Free for All is getting ready for a DVD release very soon. I'm not sure about the other two films as of yet, but eventually, once they're done with the festival circuit, most of these independent films become available on DVD.
Okay, and where would they be able to purchase these at?
That you would have to Google.
Ah, okay.
Because I don't think that, let's say, mainstream video stores, one of which I will not name, but we all know who I'm talking about, I don't think they're going to carry these as rentals.
Well, is there any way through the Free Press that they may have a contact or, you know, the information where you can get this?
It's possible. But like I said, your best bet is wait a few months more till they're done with the festival circuit.
Right.
And then Google them. And they all have websites.
Oh, no doubt.
All of these filmmakers. So it'll come right up and they're happy to sell to you directly.
I'm trying to think. Aren't there any progressive bookstores in town that they may pick them up?
Well, I wouldn't know.
Monkeys Retreat.
Of course,
yeah,
Monkeys. If
exactly.
anyone's going to carry it would be Monkeys.
But then I'll have to talk to Daryl and Rosie and see what happens after this. So that should be.
I would think it would be a smart set of titles to carry because they're about Ohio and people from Columbus are in them.
Right.
So people are going to want to buy them.
Absolutely.
But those are the three films that we're showing before our main week in November. And now I'm going to talk about some of the films we're bringing in November.
Please
do. They're really amazing. Amazing, amazing. The festival starts in November on November 9th with a screening at Liquid, which is a nightclub in the Short North.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a film called To Each Her Own. And it's a really, really sweet love story from a first-time feature director, a young woman. She's only 27, the director, Heather Tobin. And basically, the story is Jess meets Casey, and the girls fall in love, and it forces Jess to come to terms with her family and her husband.
Well, that should be quite interesting.
So it's an I Kissed a Girl movie. And it's really lovely. And that'll be at Liquid, so everyone should come out and see that. It'll be really nice. And then our next event is at Germania, which... a lot of people don't know about Germania. It's a very interesting little place in the Brewery District. It's right on Front Street, and it's a German cultural singing and sports society. And it's been there forever, and it's a really great place. And we're screening a German film there. And it's a German environmental film called The Challenge of Change in the Melting Heart of the Alps. And it's just this amazing film about the effects of global warming on the people that live in the Alps and what happens in their lives because the snow is melting. And you would think, so what? The snow is melting. But all kinds of things are happening to them because of the shift in climate.
Right. Okay. And these were the movies you wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have a minute and a half left. My guest today is Susan Halpern, the executive director with the Columbus International Film and Video Festival that's taking place this weekend. Susan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And it's been an absolute pleasure. Okay, I'm Dano. We have about a minute left. And as usual, right before I leave, I like to say thank you to Zach Henkel, Eugene Beer, and Marilyn Welker, and everyone else with the Simply Living staff. So, as usual, I'm Dano. It's Wednesday, and I'll be back next Wednesday, and you can catch me then for Talk of the Town. So, with that, I'm out.